The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in England. Well, all the focus there is, of course, on the Prime Minister remaining in intensive care. What's your latest on this, Adam?
Yeah, a third night in hospital, a second night in intensive care. We're told, although it's only been the one briefing all day, but still, we've been told that Boris Johnson has breathing difficulties, has been given oxygen, but is not on a ventilator. So, in other words, his lungs are still working. According to the Downing Street press office, he's in good spirits. The Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, he's the guy who stepped in for the Prime Minister for the interim. He says he's confident that his friend and colleague will pull through because he's a fighter, although, frankly, there are plenty of fighters who haven't pulled through, but still we get the idea that Boris Johnson is buoyant somewhere within his condition. And also, we shouldn't forget that the Prime Minister's pregnant partner, Carrie Symons, contracted the virus, self-isolated, and appears to be okay. It appears that she's come out the other side from her messages.
Adam, it's important.
What a worry for her, though.
It's important in these things that we don't alarm people, but do you get the impression, or we're miles away here, are we being told the truth about this? Do you think it is as they're saying, or it is worse than they're saying?
Very difficult to tell. I had the feeling yesterday that they weren't telling us the truth and therefore were slightly papering over. But maybe it's coincidence or not that suddenly he deteriorated and went into intensive care. Today, I think it's probably reasonable to think that he's probably pretty much as they're saying, and that there are moments certainly of lucidity, and that Boris Johnson's not comatose.
Right.
In hospital.
Yes.
But there again, you know, with world leaders, sometimes the guys around them don't always make the best choices on these.
It's a big international story, this. Just a quick one on the five big industries.
Yeah, I mean, as you were just talking about charities, there's a really big sector here. I mean, the charity shops, the charities themselves, all the work they do, they are one of the five that we're being told absolutely need support and need it within days rather than weeks. Airlines, trucking, ferries, charities, and horticulture, gardening. I mean, right now, it's turning spring. We should all be buying our turf and our bulbs and our seeds. And, of course, it's another industry that is just absolutely stagnant. Mm. And those five industries between them employ millions and are worth billions.
Absolutely.
They were.
Yeah, you're dead right. It has had a massive, massive impact. The economy's in a coma. All right, Adam, talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.